from Pancho Toffee Tongue, Rio Dini back to the inside, and then followed Nudge Kubrick, Kanane Finch the widest runner, and then reloaded. Nature Strip quickly took over at the 125 from Spiritual Pursuit. They're still a mile in front of Pancho up to a clear third, but held together by McDonald. He can't be more impressive this morning. Nature Strip really enjoying his work, and he won it by 3.5 untouched. Second in Spiritual Pursuit, 7 lengths away, Pancho third. Rio Dini reloaded to closed off really late in the trial, fifth.
Well, James McDonald, Chris Waller, and our first guest this morning, Rod Lyons, would have been giggling watching that trial, which only finished about 5 minutes ago. Nature Strip never let out of second gear. He won, as we would have expected, the fastest horse, arguably, in the world to do so. He's back better than ever, and I wonder how long $3.50 will last for the Everest. Rod Lyons has had a pretty good weekend after winning the Grand National Hurdle with the Blaze, and he would have been very tickled pink to see Nature Strip return like that. Good morning, Rod. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Michael.
Gee, you would have been happy to see the boy do that. He looked bigger, better, stronger, and more controlled than we've ever seen.
Well, Michael, that's what they've been working on, you know, for 2 years since Chris has had him, and the reports coming to us before that trial were exactly that, that he was settling beautifully, he seemed to have matured. He couldn't get much bigger, you wouldn't think. He's a monster as it is, but I was very, very happy with him. You know, very, very happy with him leading up to that trial.
What's the game plan to get to the Everest? Do we know how many starts he's going to have, when we'll see him first up?
He's going to have two starts. He's going to start in the Concord. I think it's the 4th or 5th of September. Then I think it's three and a bit weeks into the Premier. Then third up into the Everest, because Chris says third up is normally his best run. And everything's been geared towards the whole Everest, the whole campaign. So far, touch wood, has gone the plan. The pre-training, his work, his attitude. But that's the plan, Michael, yeah. The Concord, then into the Premier, and then into the Everest.
After what he did in the VRC sprint last year and the TJ, it's hard to think that he could come back better. But as Chris said to you, with him maturing, that maybe he will be a better horse this time in?
I know it probably sounds silly to you and your listeners, but he claims there was always improvement. And it was just a maturity thing. He said that we can just take a little fraction of steam out of him early, he will finish off stronger. And that's what they've been trying to do. His natural speed, it's like you're saying Bolt, you know, when he runs, people just can't get near him. Try and chase him, you're going to run out of oxygen before he does. So that's what we're hoping, Michael, that the fingers crossed that he is going to come back a stronger and better horse than last time.
Well, it was only a trial, but you had Spiritual Pursuit, who went like a scalded cat in front, but it didn't seem to worry him. He arched his neck, and as you said, he was very relaxed indeed. Will we get to see him, all being well, after the Everest to go back-to-back in the VRC Classic again?
If we can bring him down, that's the plan. That's his campaign, is the three races we've just mentioned, and then back down for the VRC Classic again. So
I know you had designs on heading over to Ascot this year, and unfortunately the COVID put an end to that, but is that still something you'd love to do, get him overseas after this spring carnival?
Look, it is a dream all the boys had. You know, we'd gone a fair way down the track this year with the accommodation, where the horse was going to go, and, you know, left very, very flat with the situation, and we also got invited to go to Dubai. I would think Dubai might be more of an option because it's closer, sort of like in March type of thing. But I'd love to go back, but gee, you've got to see what's going to happen here, Michael. We might not even be out of the country this time next year. So it's up in the air. We would love to go. We'd love to go and terrorise the Poms, I can tell you that.
And would you take your jumper with you as well?
Well, that's another point. Kieran reckons that he's just a freak, an iron horse. He just said, he said, whatever you put in front of him, he'd jump. He said, and it's stay all day. I mean, that horse has given us such a buzz. Like, I was saying to someone the other day, like, what he's done so far, it's like winning the Coleman medal, the Brownlow medal, at a premiership in 1 year. I mean, it's quite incredible to think that a horse could second start win a JJ hurdle, then he won the Grand Annual, and he's won the hurdle. If he can knock off the bloody steeple, I mean, I don't think we'll see a horse do that in our lifetime. He's just a wonderful, wonderful horse. And it just gives you such a buzz watching him. You know, he tries so hard. And he could.
And
he could go to
England. He could?
Who knows? Yeah.
And throw in a Jericho Cup as well. It's a nice couple of horses. You've got the fastest horse in the land and the most the toughest.
Well, I heard Jacko say yesterday, he said that he's won the longest flat race in Australia, the longest hurdle race in Australia, and the longest steeple race in Australia. I mean, it's a pretty good effort, isn't it?
That's phenomenal. Great to chat to you this morning, Rod. We can't wait to follow the progress of Nature Strip. The big boy's back.
Good on you, Michael. Thanks a lot, mate.